even with a lot of talent in singing, even with a lot of talent in whatever you choose to do, you still have to put in this hard work.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
And you need that determination and perseverance not to give up.
This meeting of the Disciplinary Council will now come to order.
We'll waive minutes and proceed directly with charges against Delta Tau Chi. Sergeant at Arms.
The following charges are brought. First, that the Delta House did knowingly violate the rules governing pledge recruitment by serving alcohol to freshmen during pledge week and after established drinking hours.
I'd like to address these charges one at a time, if I may.
You'll get your chance, smart guy. Now get on with it.
Second, that for the fifth consecutive semester, Delta has achieved a deficient aggregate grade point average.
Well, half the houses on campus didn't make grades last year.
You will speak when you're told to speak and not before.
Wormer.
Greed.
Third, that the Delta fraternity routinely provided dangerous narcotic diet pills to its members during...
That's not true!
Shut up, Nita
Meyer. Not another word.
During midterm examination week. And, most recently, that a Roman toga party was held, from which we have received 24 reports of individual acts of perversion so profound and disgusting that decorum prohibits listing them here. These are the charges as recorded this day, 15 November 1962. Faithfully submitted, Douglas C. Niedermeyer, Sergeant at Arms.
Doug. Boo!
Yes!
Well done.
Robert Hoover will speak on behalf of Delta House.
Nerd. Big mistake. Big mistake.
I don't think you can fully judge a fraternity without looking at the positive qualities of the people in it.
Right.
The Delta House has a long tradition of existence to its members and to the community at large.
Yep.
I think we've heard enough, Mr. Chairman.
I was told I'd have a chance to...
That's enough. The court will now render a decision.
Well, look, you said I could speak.
He said that's it!
Are you deaf?
Let's finish this damn thing.
Leave me!
Tell those assholes to shut up. Hey, shut up, you assholes!
Mr. President, do we have to listen to any more of this?
Point of parliamentary procedure.
Don't screw around. They're serious this time.
Take it easy. I'm in pre-law, man.
Thought you're pre-med.
What's the difference? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be brief.
How do you think he's up to?
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests. We did.
We did.
Wink.
But you can't hold a whole fraternity responsible for the behavior of a few sick, perverted individuals. For if you do, then shouldn't we blame the whole fraternity system? And if the whole fraternity system is guilty, then isn't this an indictment of our educational institutions in general? I put it to you, Greg. Isn't this an indictment of our entire American society?
Yep. I agree.
I do too.
Clearly. Good
well,
point.
You can do what you want to us.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to sit here and listen to you bad mouth the United States of America.
Gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Come on.
Get
out of here. Wormer's pissed. Wormer's
not
pissed.
Walking out on this one, mister. You're finished. No more Delta. You bought it this time, Buster.
Bought it.
I'm calling your national office. I'm going to revoke your charter. And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Mike.
Go! Keep it in! Go! This is your cue!
It is Thursday,
yes.
April 24, in the year of our Lord, 2008. Hello, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara. Seated to my right is Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
Over on the piano is Mr. Rob Spiewak.
How do?
And happy Thursday, everybody. We're certainly glad to be here, mm-hmm. and we've got a huge, and I mean a huge show.
It's big.
So big you almost couldn't wait for Dude Walker to stop talking.
Today, I know it's the first time I've done that since we started. Today on the show, employee performance evaluation.
It's about time.
Yes, yeah. We have the employee sheet.
Are we exempt?
Of course we're exempt.
Niedermeyer.
Some might say, hey, you've just come back to the building after a significant hiatus.
What qualifies you?
Exactly, Buzz. Well, what qualifies us is we're veteran broadcasters,
That's
Buzz.
That's right.
We're going to go through the employee list. We're going to call. If they're in the building, we're going to ask them to report.
Please.
If they don't report and they're in the building, that's going to be a serious mark on their record, their permanent record.
Can't be good.
Oh, not the permanent record, Mike.
Yes.
Oh, no. That's bad.
There are a few people that we know and love and like that, you know, are pretty much exempt, but they don't know who they are yet.
That's right.
So employee evaluations, performance evaluations on the show today.
Yeah.
Anybody that works for big corporate America, you know what that's all about. Hopefully a call to my mamo. A belated call, even though I was early for her birthday this past weekend.
Uh-huh.
Took her out to dinner for a big birthday dinner.
Oh, nice.
And then I didn't call her on the actual day, which was the 22nd.
You called her, but not on the show.
You didn't call her even, you know. I took her out to dinner.
Prior to that.
Yeah. That's okay. My sister was there on Monday, and, you know, I forgot.
Did your sister remind you that you didn't do it?
No. I don't have that much contact with her.
Really?
No, I really don't. I mean, Kathy and I are on very good terms. My sister Kathy.
Cordial terms?
Well, I mean, when they were foolish enough to give me this show, I called Kathy and I said, you know, I got to fill 4 hours a day. Will you make yourself available? And of course, she's a ham. So she's all excited about it when she's not playing tennis with her other mommies up there in Richland, Massachusetts.
Richland.
She's actually up in John Adams country. That's where she lives.
Does she have teeth like John Adams?
Exactly. In fact, the whole family does.
That's
I got
sad.
Into that last episode last night, and really, they make him look like one of the guys in the Thriller video.
Is that the first time you saw it was last night?
Yeah, well, the last episode.
Yeah. And her teeth, too.
Yeah.
That's it. Have you watched the John Adams?
The whole thing, yes.
That's the best thing about it is what they do with the teeth.
The John Adams show.
But such a good miniseries that I, you know, it's one of those deals I just didn't want it to end.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I wanted to continue with John Quincy and then, you know, all the way down to Robert the Mailman.
Who knew he would die at the end?
I was very excited about that. Also on the show today, Buzz will chat with the new Italian Prime Minister.
Silvio Berlusconi.
And I'm very, very excited about this. We will debut the new game that will soon be sweeping the nation. I'm talking, of course, about Wheel of Fat Guys. If you're a fat guy, and we're gonna have fun with fat guys.
Now, I thought that it would be important that all the contestants on Wheel of Fat Guys have to be fat. Right?
Okay, well, you know, I'm gonna defer to you because you're the game meister.
I didn't know what you were gonna say there.
No,
you're the fat guy.
Sometimes I'll yell at you if I think the rules are too complicated, but I will defer to you as kind of the sergeant at arms as far as the games on the show.
The rules couldn't be simpler. I just think our contestant screening process, we want to look for the larger contestant here because the pre-show interview is part of the fun.
The pre-show interview. See, I know none of this. That's my work ethic. I come into the studio every day and they hand me, I said, do we have Wheel of Fat Guys? Yes, here it is. I haven't even glanced at it.
Just like Merv.
I know it's going to be good.
A lot of faith.
You can get on the line to get on the air right now at 877-365-3636. We invite you to visit WJFK.com. Click on Mike. And once you're there, check out our, I have to say, nationally famous podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You can post your thoughts in the forum, and you can email us if you choose. Gotta deal with this. Hold on a second.
Do you want me to hit your cough button?
I can't reach it.
I can from where I am. Do you want to cough? Go ahead.
Yeah, that worked.
Yeah, can't hear it now.
You really can't hear anything when you do that. Can you?
No, I'm sorry. Tell me when you're done.
What a great cough. I'm done. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, I'm done. Coughing now.
Nice.
Whoa, hold on a second.
Some
Whoa.
Of the older studios don't have cough
Wait,
buttons.
Seriously, wait, before we do anything.
What?
Wait, hold What's on happened? A second.
Wait,
what do
we
you
have
got?
To, wait, we have this phone call I have to take to Andy in Davis. Is this true what I read, that your wife is in labor?
No, she's not in active labor, but she's having twins, dude.
See, did you tell Joe that your wife was in labor? Because that's why I went right to the
phones. No, I told him specifically she's not in active labor, but she's in the hospital right now.
Is she having contractions?
She was last night, but they hit her up with some morphine, and she stopped having contractions.
Have you thought about names for the children?
Yes, I have.
What are the names going to be?
Juliana and Victoria.
Ooh. So they're boys?
Shut up, Rob.
Buzz, don't you find those names slightly, shall I say, porn-esque?
Yeah, I like them very much.
I'm just kidding, you know? Have you thought about maybe naming the babies Buzz and Beth-Ann?
Maybe Beth, but not Buzz.
Why not name them after the father, Useless Stain?
From Davis. We always forget Davis when we're talking about Northern California.
Mike,
I'm here, Andy. What can I do for you?
I love you.
I love you, Andy, and I hope that everything goes well with the labor. When are you inducing, or is this going to happen as nature takes its...
Unfortunately, she's a couple weeks
behind,
early.
Early. Oh, she's early. Okay.
Yeah, and so we're just taking our time, and I just wanted to call you guys and say that I love your show. And
thank you, Andy. What do you do for a living?
I am a pest technician.
What technician?
A pest technician.
I see.
Oh, bug killer.
Do you fight them or provide them?
I fight them.
I see.
Who wins?
I always ask this question of exterminators, Andy. What is the grossest thing you have ever seen in your experience as an exterminator?
Just a couple weeks ago, I was underneath a sub area, and the poison that we give rats takes a little while to kill them.
Yeah.
And I was underneath the sub area, and I threw a rock at a rat, and it turned around and looked at me. And I had to go and kill it with a rock.
Not my guess. I would have guessed the grossest thing he saw was about 9 months ago.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
First thing he said to me was, shut up. I'm not here to make friends.
That's what it was. I didn't know that. I didn't hear that.
Call us when she goes into labor.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, Andy. See, when somebody tells you or Buzz to shut up, I block it out. I don't hear it.
Doesn't bother you.
If somebody tells me to shut up,
then you're offended.
Forget about it.
My feelings are hurt and bruised.
I understand.
Go ride a roach, Andy.
I started asking that question on the air of exterminators when I had a guy come to my house, and I had a mouse that had died inside the stove when I lived down in Annapolis.
Rudy's wife.
Not that mouse. Do you think anyone knows the mouse you're talking
about? I do.
Then explain yourself.
Rudy Martsky.
I'm going to make you do that every time you give an obscure reference.
Rudy Martsky, who used to be a regular on this program and a columnist for the USA Today, his wife, Gladys, or Phyllis, rather, her nickname was The Mouse.
Perfect.
Thank you. Hey, do the mouse,
Because she was a petite woman.
Okay,
that was her nickname.
It was because she had mousy brown hair.
Brown hair.
She could put away the box wine, boy.
Yeah, and what a bod.
She was boxed.
She was a red hot Atlanta box.
Oh, Rudy. Rudy, we hardly got to know you. This exterminator comes to my house, and I have a dead mouse somewhere inside the workings of the stove. It had chewed on a wire and electrocuted itself.
Oh.
So I'm at the place where I cook my food, and I'm getting the odor of death.
Dead mouse.
And, you know, after about a week, I said, what the hell? This is horrible. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't find it. I couldn't see where it was. So I called an exterminator. He came to – this is between one of my failed marriages.
Is it, you were living in Annapolis at this point?
I was living actually in Eastport, Maryland, which is a suburb of Annapolis.
Okay.
And hello, Katie. Good afternoon. How are you?
She's having a day.
I'm going to greet you every day now because I think you're the sweetest person in the world, and I like to see your smiling face, so I like to greet you now.
Okay,
very good. That's Katie. What is Katie's title on the show, Rob?
She assists me with the commercials because I don't know how to run the commercials on Audio Vault. I guess that makes her assistant in-studio producer?
Sure she is.
Yeah.
Okay, so the exterminator comes to the house.
A part-time position.
In Eastport, and I ask him at the end when he gets the dead mouse, I said, what's the grossest thing you've ever experienced as an exterminator? And he said it's when he's working in Tampa, Florida. He was working down there. He went to a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, here we go.
And they had to go into the basement, and in the basement, the lights were not working. I guess the single bulb in this basement had burned out.
Oh.
So they had to change the light bulb, and when they changed the light bulb, he looked over on the wall, and what he saw was... was the entire wall moving.
Oh.
And it was all palmetto bugs.
Oh, I've seen those.
Which are like cockroaches, but about the size of like flip-flops.
10 times bigger,
right?
Yes.
It's steroid-ridden. They're on the cream and the clear.
Yeah.
They're cockroaches that are about, seriously, an inch long, each one of them, and they're incredible.
When I lived in New Orleans, we saw those commonly. And if you saw one on the wall, and you had to hit it with your shoe, because that was about the only thing that would kill it, and then you had to repaint.
Right, exactly.
Oh.
It's gross.
Yeah,
it's so gross.
Squirters?
It's pretty gross. Oh, yeah. Well, they're big.
Yeah.
They have a lot of bug juice in them.
Don in Winchester, Virginia. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Don?
Pretty good, and it's John, not Don.
That's okay. All right, John, pardon my phlegm. I'm just trying to get over my little chest difficulty. I don't think, good news, I don't think it's tuberculosis.
Oh, that's
good.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
No, I was calling to talk about the miniseries, John Adams.
Okay.
They the first couple episodes, they actually filmed a lot of that outside of Richmond. They actually came down and built a small, they built Boston, one side was Boston, one side was Philadelphia.
Very cool.
Yeah, I was actually in that.
Were you an extra?
Yeah, I was a British soldier actually running around.
I remember you.
You remember in that one scene, remember, Rob?
Yeah, it was earlier. You were really good. What was it like?
Actually, it was a pain in the butt.
Why? Well, was it hot?
Bet it was hot.
It wasn't hot, actually. What it was it was just I live in Winchester, so I'd drive down to Richmond.
Uh-huh.
I had to be there like 6 o'clock
you
in
get
the morning.
A chance, you get a chance to meet Paul Giamatti?
We saw him walking around, but they told us don't talk to him and don't look at him.
Oh, God, I hate that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't think that comes from the star itself. I think that comes from the handlers that
I
do that.
I think you're probably right.
You get a chance to meet Laura Linney?
No, actually, they basically kept us running around. I mean,
what's the name of the guy that played George Washington?
David Morse. And scary accurate on the look, isn't
love
it?
Love that actor.
Yeah. And really good.
He's in Disturbia, too, and played George Washington and John Adams.
And
he's
also was an opponent of House this past season, remember?
And a former regular on St. Elsewhere.
We've actually been extras on some different stuff around here, and the whole world of the extra, if you've never had a chance to be around it, I mean, you get there, you bring something to read, you bring your own lunch, right? You just hang out all day, and it's pretty much hurry up and wait. And isn't it mostly, John, correct me if I'm wrong, kind of like failed theater people?
Yes.
And I bet there was a lot of VCU students there.
Were there a lot of students there?
There was. What they were actually doing, they were trying to get a lot of reenactors to come out
with
their own gear so they wouldn't have to outfit everybody.
That's smart.
Man, and that smells good, too. All right, well, that's very cool. You were part of that, and we love the show, John.
We did. Good job.
Actually, I love your show.
You are my favorite part.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You should see our costumes.
We did a couple of the sitcoms and stuff, and we weren't extras.
Briscoe.
Yeah, Briscoe County Jr.
And the star show.
I liked being around even the whole process of doing TV shows or dramas or comedies. It didn't matter because I just, the whole process, and they are kind of people that have been in acting and that kind of stuff. And I liked
they're show folks
shooting it with people that were getting ready to do that. I enjoyed the process.
The only TV trip I got to take with you guys was when you were in the bar scene in King of Queens,
right?
Which was really cool for me because it was on the old Columbia lot, and there was a lot of history in the sound stages.
Do you have all that stuff?
Have what?
Like the record of, do you have videotapes of like when we've been on shows and stuff like
that?
No,
but I think I still have a menu that I stole from the set, from that bar.
Here's good news. You can buy the King of Queens box set.
Oh, okay. I'll get right on it.
Well, I have it by season and then a box that has all the episodes of DJs in it.
The special DJ collection. Rob, we're going to want to talk to this guy. Buzz, we've got a guy here that is Drew from Rockville, and it simply says, I'm an enormous man. Hello, Drew. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes, I'm an enormous fat guy, and I'd like to participate.
All right, well, I urge you to stay tuned to the program. Later in the show, we will be playing Wheel of Fat Guys.
Can I get a height and a weight?
Drew?
6'1", 310.
Yes, all right, you're going
to qualify. Like looking in a mirror.
Fantastic job. We'll have Drew on later. Okay, lots to cover on the show today. Greetings from the sick house. I want to tell you that I have turned a corner, feeling a little better, even though I'm coughing up the stuff. That means that that's a good sign.
They call that a productive cough, right?
Yes,
right.
Yes. And what I'm getting on the home front is lots of dirty looks from Carla.
Really? Because she has it now.
She's sick. She came home from work early today, and I was watching a little thing, I think on the Discovery Channel, a little DVD they gave me for an advance copy, and we will have this guy on the show. I think his name is Bear.
That thing you got yesterday?
Man vs. Wild.
Yeah, Man vs. Wild, and I was previewing that. And,
I looked through all your mail.
Technically, let's be honest, technically that is preparing for the show.
Show prep.
I'm looking to see if it's interesting. We'll have something to talk to the guy about. And she says, what are you doing? And she, of course, perceives it simply as
goofing
me
off,
lying on my fat
absolutely
ass and watching television.
I get it all day.
On three separate occasions, I turned and I went, was that a dirty look? Are you giving me a dirty look?
No.
No.
I'm just tired. I'm just tired. I'm coming home from work. And
she has to work even when she comes home from work because she has to field the calls from her business. So
right, of course.
How many days behind you is she on the TB?
She's 1 day, 2 days behind me.
Okay, okay.
At least she's getting quality sleep.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I woke up to an empty bed this morning.
What?
I'm meaning to bring this thing in. I was telling you about my device that I have. I've lost it.
It's actually molded from Jenna Jameson.
I'll bring it in maybe next week, but I'll tell you what it is right now. It is I have to draw a picture for you and show you what it is.
It's a
I have
breathing.
A snoring issue.
Yeah.
It's not like the Breathe Right though, Buzz.
Oh,
you
no.
might not have seen this thing.
No, I might
it's
not
pretty
have.
Obscure.
Do you have the apnea? Do you stop breathing at night?
Yeah.
Is this like a nose clip thing?
I only stop breathing 15 to 20 minutes at a time.
Carrie says I do it, and it scares her, but when I one time woke up, she was cheering.
3 times a week, I will wake up to Carla doing chest compressions. And I think she's just giving me a love tap, just like that. Please, oh God, please come back to me.
Stay away from the light, Mike.
This is what it looks like. It looks like a little horseshoe.
Uh-huh.
And unlike the Breathe Right that you tape over the bridge of your nose, this clips
I've seen
in.
Those.
You have seen it.
I have seen those.
I don't know what it's called.
Does it work? I don't know. I call it a nose clip.
What does it do?
Yes. It's got magnets on the end. So it
oh,
does.
Boy.
It's got.
I remember when magnets were going to cure your back.
When you I swear to God, she says, I do not snort. First night I put this thing in my nose.
So any mucus containing metal then is attracted toward the magnets?
I pinch it on my septum.
Uh-huh.
I pinch it on my septum right here.
Uh-huh.
And when I did it the very first night, I did not snore at all. And this is even when I have the worst snoring, which is after, you know, a few toddies.
Yeah.
She said no snoring at all.
And now the piece is missing.
The piece is missing because one of the problems
oh, dear.
Is during the night.
Check your stool.
God, that's so gross.
He accidentally swallowed
on occasion, on occasion it goes the other way. I think I blow it out of my nose.
I see.
And or the dog ate it, so I might have to check his stools.
Do you wake up pointing north?
I've awakened several mornings where the thing just is gone. And it's tiny and it's
weird.
You know, so I throw a shoe. I throw a shoe in the middle of the night. That's
is it expensive?
Problem. I don't remember. I think so. It's like $14 or something.
And
like
it just clips on your nose, and it looks like a nose ring.
This is a very dangerous call I'm going to take right now, gentlemen. Going to Sacramento for Brad, and I'm going to take a call that says it's about Mike's mom. You better, Brad. I swear to God, I will hunt you down like a dog if you say something disrespectful.
No, I won't, Mike. My mother passed away a week ago today.
Oh. Your mom? Well, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry to hear that.
And so I think I want you to entertain me a little better than you've been entertaining me for these last 9 days.
See, I knew you were a ball buster. Sacramento, good luck with those Kings and the San Jose Sharks, both moving to Las Vegas.
Enjoy them while you have them.
Under the same ownership group. Durrell from Sacramento, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
I'm doing well. Durrell, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm loving the show, man.
Thank you.
Man, you got to step it up with Buzz. We need more Buzz, man.
What do you mean you need more Buzz? I've quadrupled Buzz's presence on the show.
Durrell, I'm exhausted. I can't do anymore.
What is wrong? What is wrong with your city? What is wrong with Sacramento, California?
It's the climate.
It's like this, Mike.
What?
It's like Mike. You need to call more. You need to call.
Yeah, you know what I need? I need to hang up on you is what I need to do. Let's go to
Durrell was his name.
Yes, Durrell. Let's say hi to Kirk in D.C. Kirk, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
We are doing great, Kirk.
Love the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Captain.
Hey, I've never heard that kind of joke before. Wow.
First time I said it, though.
The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Hey, I was just calling to let you guys know I think I saw the
Kirk,
King of Queens.
Kirk. Yeah. Kirk.
Yes?
I don't know what kind of phone you're talking on to, but either you talk softly or pull the phone away from your mouth a little bit because it's really annoying to listen to. Try it again.
You're speaking too close to your communicator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm terribly sorry.
Okay, that's better. That's much better.
Is that better? I was just calling to let you guys know that I think I saw your King of Queens appearance on a YouTube posting.
Okay.
Probably.
That was it.
And you could find it the same way, Mike. That's great.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
the internet?
I'm really glad we coached him on how to use his phone.
Kirk out.
Let's talk to Taylor in Modesto, California. Hello, Taylor in Modesto. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing great, Taylor. What can we do for you?
Nothing. I'm just here to congratulate Buzz from getting out of the box these days. I'm glad to see he's escaped and doing well.
Well, that's for you. Anything you want to say to this guy,
Buzz? Yes, I've been described as escaped occasionally.
Very good. Thank you for the call,
Thank
Taylor.
Thank you. It was nice.
Escaped from the ranch.
So the snoring device I will bring in next week, I'll show it to you.
Well,
you
find it. You're going to have to buy another one, I guess.
Well, no, I'm going to bring it in for show and tell, and then I'm going to take it home, and I'm going to try it again because I've been working without it, and that's why I had the empty bed this morning.
But you said you lost it.
I lost it, and I'm buying a new one.
Oh, you're buying a new one. Okay.
Listen to learn, learn to listen.
Buy a bunch of them, maybe.
Yeah, get a couple.
$14.
If you're blowing them across the room. Now, this is a thing. It clips on the little piece of flesh in the middle of your nostrils, in between your nostrils.
The septum.
Yeah, right.
It latches onto your septum.
Buzz, could you use a clothespin?
No, I think the magnets have something to do with it. And a clothespin.
That's weird.
That, like what, the old-fashioned kind they used back in the 1800s?
Nipple clamps, paper clips.
You still air-drying your clothing? You still doing that out in the backyard?
They're out on the line right now. They've never smelled fresher.
You buy those things? Like a drugstore?
Yeah, I got it at a Rite Aid or a CVS,
okay.
Someplace like that. So I'll grab it and I'll bring it in. And do you have the same problem?
It doesn't bother me.
No, I'm talking about you snoring. Does Carrie have the problem with you snoring?
Does. She does.
I swear to God, the thing worked. I'll give him a free plug, too, because, I mean, it really is a product that I put in. The Breathe Right, either I'm too sweaty in the middle of the night, but nine times out of ten, I'd wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'd have, like, the tape on my nose, and I'd have wings, you know? You want that sound?
I want the sound. The sound, the boing boing sound. That's the one. That's the nose clip springing off your nose.
Thank you, Buzz.
I'm not
sure
it would work for me because of my years of cocaine. I have no septum left.
A lot of people don't realize the serious drug abuse that Rob faced in his life, and I'm so glad you finally got it together.
It was the 80s. I was very young. But I'm just crazy for the cocaine.
That's why you were late today, right? You were at the methadone clinic.
I was getting fixed up. The doctors have really made it a lot better for me.
Hey, Rob,
Mike,
you know, there's synergy here at WJFK in Washington D.C.
I've heard
we're getting along with the junkies. We're having a great time with Big O and Dukes.
Love those lads.
And Friday night is the first real formal kind of station function where Buzz and I are going to be tooling on down there.
Mm-hmm.
Rob is the family guy, and you know he's got the kids of that
That's
age.
Right.
Where
yeah.
Friday night is a big night in his house, so he's not coming with us, but we're going to be hitting the town and going to the Junkies Spring Break Party. That's what it's called,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
And I just got the fantastic news from CK because I was a little concerned that, you know, we'd have to actually work when we were down there.
Oh, they weren't going to give you, we're going to have to hang banners?
No, you know the kind of work, you know, where it's like, hey, hi, everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
And I kind of just want to, you know, lubricate in the car on the way down there. And
hang in the
we got the car. The car's hey, Beth Ann, should we give the car a plug now or give it a plug later? We haven't greeted Beth Ann McBride yet today.
No.
Is she going to kick the door open?
I don't know. I turned the screener mic on. Hello?
Oh, I don't like. No, no. I don't like you on that.
No, won't you come in, please?
Yeah, I'll be there.
I'd like to see your pretty face.
Here she comes.
Bring those C's in here.
You know, she's going to make a big entrance. She always does.
She'll kick the door open.
It's funny, isn't it?
You know, she isn't kicking it.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah.
So we are set to go. That was incredible. New record time for getting in the studio. I'll ask, and then 15 minutes later, you come in. Were you in the middle of something?
I was answering the phones.
What's Joe
I'm
doing?
Nine. Answering the phones, too. It takes two of us.
Yeah, we're just so damn hot.
I guess so.
Is it okay to give those people a plug, or should I wait till we have actually had the transportation provided?
That's what he wants.
He wants us to get the ride and then give the plug?
Yeah, if you really felt like you had a great time.
Okay.
Oh.
Good. Done.
Well, that's great.
So Friday
you know
night,
what that means.
We got the limo. Guess who's coming with?
Who?
Timmy Obibene, the Nigerian nightmare.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Timmy Obibene, Big O, Dukes, Buzz, myself.
Right?
In that case, you'll have to go back to his old nickname, Timmy Imbibene.
Timmy Imbibene. Hello, Captain, with just a glass of vodka.
So
going to the big party, I believe it is at the, Rob, is it the State Theater?
I think it is the State
no,
Theater.
No, I don't think it is.
You don't?
Well, the driver knows.
Do we have CK's number? He's
in
the building.
Sure.
I just have a feeling it's not, because I have a feeling it's in Arlington.
CK's number? Ask any girl.
He had one at the hockey game the other night.
I understand you said no working, but I heard a rumor, and it hasn't been confirmed, whether I'll be actually judging the bikini contest that occurs. That
well,
evening.
You love that. I mean, you love that anyway, right?
Or participating.
I don't know if I have the strength for it.
I hate that. I don't like to judge anything.
Chris Kynard.
Hey, CK.
Is not available at the moment. At the tone, record your message.
All right,
to end your recording,
no,
press
what?
Number
hang up,
sign
hang up.
To re-
Colette would know.
Colette would know?
She would.
Okay. I just don't think so. I don't think it's there. I don't think I want to give. If I'm gonna give him a little plug, I don't want to give him the improper plug here. But the limo's coming, gonna pick us all up. We're gonna be transported down to the gig, and then the most important part, transported back home. So we can have a go. Rob, you are not dialing that right because she does not get calls at this time of day. They are all calling the request line.
You know what it says to me, that the driver doesn't want his plug until after we've had the ride?
That's a good sign.
Yeah, it says to me he's going to take really good care of us.
I am excited about it. I'm looking forward to it.
Now it's ringing.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon, WJFK.
Is this Colette?
Yes.
Hi, Colette. It's Mike O'Mara. I do the afternoon show here at WJFK.
Yes.
How are you, my dear?
Good.
We were talking about the Junkies Spring Break extravaganza that they're having tomorrow night.
Yes.
And where is that going to be held?
It's going to be at the State Theater. Falls Church.
It's in Falls Church. All right. You're absolutely right. Okay, thank you very much.
You're
Colette.
Welcome.
Thank and you, I'll come down and see you later, baby.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.
You got her all hot and bothered.
You know why?
Why?
You know who saw me riding the motorcycle in today?
Oh, really?
Miss Colette.
Really?
Yeah.
You offer her a lift?
No, I just looked cool. I didn't even acknowledge her. I just drove by, kind of gunned the engine a little bit.
Looked cool.
They love that.
Yeah.
That's all.
Fat guy on a little bike.
Leather vest.
Fat guy on a little bike. So we are excited. We will have all the details about that on Monday, but we're going to party, and Buzz is going to judge the women in bikinis.
If I must.
What could possibly go wrong with that kind of evening?
I can't wait to hear about it. I'll be at home with my family watching Medium.
You'll have a good time, though.
Ghost Whisperer.
You'll knock back about 15 green bottles.
Yeah, but not before I put the kids to bed.
Chris from Fairfax, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Chris?
I'm great. I love the show.
Thank you.
Glad you guys are back on the air, and I want to talk to you about snoring. I got the same problem. My wife's about to kick me out of the bed instead of her leaving.
I wish I could tell you what this little thing is. I stick on the old septum, but it really does work, and I'm sure other people have used
Here's a question for you about this septum thingy.
Yeah.
You know, I've gotten those gag earrings that are magnetic before, and they hurt if you put them on your nose. Does this hurt?
Nope. It's just
stays goes
in
there?
Teeny tiny little magnets. I'll show it to you on Monday.
Obviously, cool. It doesn't pinch very hard if you keep losing it in the night.
I'll bring it in tomorrow if I have time, but I might be getting a haircut tomorrow.
Really?
No, because I won't have any time.
Some sort of outrageous style?
Yeah, really, there's usually only one thing I can do now, you know, besides preparing for this show.
I'm surprised, which
really is a hell of a lot more work than I ever anticipated, and I wouldn't have signed up for it if I'd known this.
I know.
Surprised you can squeeze a haircut and a show in on the same day.
No, it's very difficult to do. You know, I might be here 2 or 3 hours late tomorrow.
We'll pad.
Well, Chris, I'll explain what this thing is. Do you have any tips on how to prevent snoring?
I've tried those breathers. The same
also, snoring causes phones to mysteriously drop out on you. Let's go to Sandra in Burke. Sandra, you're on the show. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Sandra. Is it Sandra or Sandra?
Sandra.
Oh, Buzz has got
Sandra.
It.
Hi, Buzz. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi there.
How are you?
Buzz has held up a computer screen with my snoring thing.
May I see it, Buzz?
Yes.
That's exactly what it is. Oh. What can we do for you, Sandra?
I wanted to beg you to please, please tell the baby joke, because I don't know what it is.
You mean the baby joke that won on Make Us Laugh on the Donna Mike Show?
I don't know. I just heard you talking about it after the show, I guess. I never heard what the actual joke was.
Well, I don't know whether it won. Didn't the guy call in, and then we kind of had a delayed laugh, and we realized he should have won?
We lost the caller.
Yeah.
Right.
He would have won if he'd stayed on the line.
Yeah. Can we say that?
Can I please hear the joke?
I don't think so.
You know, I really think the way it worked, he got away with it, but we couldn't.
Sandra, where are you calling from?
Burke, Virginia.
Well, come out and see us sometime, and we'll tell it to you in person.
Do you promise?
Yes. Sandra, I promise. I've told a million people that joke. I will tell you, it is horribly inappropriate and offensive. That's why we laughed at it.
Just awful.
Those are my favorite kinds of jokes.
Exactly.
I do know that a week from Saturday, we're all hitting the road together, aren't we?
Yeah, aren't we? Is that...
it's a week from Saturday.
The Cinco de Mayo thing?
Yeah, so she should come out to that.
Yeah,
we'll
come
talk
to our,
about it next week.
And we really need a lot of people. Here's the deal. Uh-huh. This is going to be the first kind of formal thing. Rob and I are going to be out at the Cinco de Mayo party.
I think Buzz and Beth Ann as well.
Yeah. Buzz and Beth Ann, the whole gang's going to be there? Yeah, I didn't know that. All right, we're going to ball. Yeah, I just read the promo
for it. You just read the copy.
Rob, I'm telling you, I've got to get a haircut tomorrow.
I understand.
Priorities.
I hope the bandages are off by showtime.
I'm incredibly busy. This is just, you have to respect that new business that I have.
I understand.
But Sandra, I will tell you that when the people that enjoy this joke the most are my cop friends. My police officer friends really dig that joke. So we'll tell you when you come out to our Cinco de Mayo party. Do we know where that's going to be?
Mexico.
It's going to be in Mexico. No, the copy is next door. I'll find out.
Downtown. It's going to be downtown D.C.
We'll start promoting it next Monday.
Very good. Let's take a couple more calls here. Then we have to take a break. I got to one of the 8 things I needed to talk about in this opening break here.
Shows how much fun we're having.
Thank you, Buzz.
Doesn't it?
Steve from Las Vegas. You're on the show. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Buzz. Rob. Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Great job so far. I'm really enjoying the show.
It's going to stop soon, really. Rest assured, this is only a very brief thing. You know, the whole deal with iPod downloads and all that.
A lot of the callers keep saying "so far."
Well, rightly so.
I know, and it's kind of telling. Isn't
I'm
it?
With them, Rob. I'm with all of them on that. Now, you have a snoring problem, also, Steve.
Yeah, I do. I snore pretty loud. My girlfriend is about ready to kick me out, but. But have you been tested for sleep apnea?
I had a sleep study done, and it was semi-inconclusive.
You got the machine, yeah. though, didn't you?
This is all weight-related. Rob knows this.
Absolutely.
Rob and I are fat guys, and fact is, you lose weight. You know, really, you lose weight, all of this stuff goes away.
That's right.
And you have a much happier life.
If you eat dairy before bed, then that can also help snoring. It can help cause snoring,
too. Sense.
So a lot of people that do, like, ice cream before bed, dairy creates a lot of mucus in the body. And
how
that
about
can
a gallon
help
of milk?
Pre-snoring. Yeah, there you go.
Chocolate milk.
With whipped cream.
All right, we'll avoid the dairy. Thank you very much, Steve. Thanks for calling. Didn't get around to this. I want to talk about the correspondence dinner again, because we're making a little bit of progress on that front for the Saturday night White House correspondence dinner here in Washington, D.C. Also, gas prices. Something we did a long time ago on the old show, I want to talk to people about whether we could do this or not, whether we can actually find a gas station that might be able to take a hit for a couple of hours in the afternoon.
Or work with us in some way.
Somehow.
To help make a good thing happen.
Because but I'm not going to do what Rob wants to do because, you know, discounting Little Debbie cakes half price is not good enough to get people to go
gas
out there.
Good for Rob.
You see, but the thing is I really do think, I was looking at the gas stations on the way into work today, I think gas has gone up 14 cents in one day.
Ouch.
I mean, I saw it go up. I paid $3.45 yesterday, and I was not seeing that today.
Well, we're going to try to find somebody to work with us. Also, if you've got any more advice on snoring and... we also are going to talk about food prices for the rich and famous, because not only gas prices, but I don't know if anybody's noticed, but food prices are now becoming so ridiculous that we're all going to starve.
That's why you've been hoarding the rice, Mike.
So we're taking a lot of your phone calls today on the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636, whether it's snoring, gas prices, food prices, anything you want to talk about, you call us and we'll take your phone calls and the first buzz of the day coming up next.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.